Ladies and gentlemen, the show you're about to hear may contain a few bad words or bad ideas. That's just the way it is. Listener discretion is advised.
This is Drifter in the Dark, broadcasting from the University of Manitoba in Winnipeg.
Drifter in the Dark, 101.5 UMFM. My name is Paul McAvoy. Thank you for tuning in on this Saturday night. I don't know. I'm assuming it's still pretty crappy out there. I'm pre-recording this in the afternoon. It's pretty gloomy out right now. You can definitely tell summer's on its way out. So, I don't know. It seems one of those nights, if it is still raining and gloomy out, it's a great night to just kind of be inside, relax, listen to some good music. And I believe we have a good hour's worth of it tonight, so... As always, I think, you know, not to toot my own horn, but I think it's a pretty good show I run here. I can say we, but it's really me. That was the Dream Syndicate from, I think, 1982, Days of Wine and Roses. That's what you always say. They've reunited, too. They broke up a long time ago, and then I think they've been together for the last few years. Haven't really heard any new stuff from them, but I haven't personally, but I like the old stuff. Anyway, yeah, so it was the Dream Syndicate. So, yeah, we have a lot of good. It's kind of more of a mellow show tonight. I'm feeling that kind of vibe. I'm still sick. I can't get rid of this cold sinus thing I got. And I don't know, maybe I'm depressed that summer is almost over, really. So a little bit more mellow, a couple not so mellow tracks tonight, but kind of that vibe tonight, I think so. But I think you'll enjoy it. I'm going to start off with a project called The Fireman, which I found it was actually Paul McCartney. I didn't know anything about this. I was looking up some Paul McCartney stuff. He's coming to town on the 28th. I mentioned that last week. You might already know. Maybe you don't care. I don't know. I'm a huge Beatles fan, though, and I do like a lot of Paul McCartney's solo stuff. And my wife and I are going to be going to the show, so I'm looking forward to that. It's a nice night out for us. We've had, you know, with two kids now, we don't get out often, so it'd be a good show, I think, anyways. I'm reading up about McCartney, and I briefly saw this thing about this project he did called The Fireman. I knew nothing about this, and it was kind of a little, they didn't really publicly say he was part of this project until their third album came out in 2008. Before that, it kind of came out, people knew about it, but it wasn't officially stated. But this is a collaboration between Paul McCartney and producer, musician, Youth. It's kind of started as he wanted Youth to remix some of his stuff from his 1983 album Off the Ground, and then it kind of evolved into its own project and collaboration. So I'm going to play something from the first one. The third album that came out in 2008 is a little bit more, sounds more kind of less experimental, I suppose. The first one, though, it sounds to me like it's kind of one. Basically, they took samples. He didn't really remix anything, and they kind of added more new layers to it and stuff, but he basically took stuff from the Off the Ground sessions and then kind of reworked it into more, you know, something different. The first album was called Strawberries, Oceans, Ships, and Forests. When it came out, it was just called The Fireman. Nobody knew it was Paul McCartney. At least they didn't publicly state it. And so I'm going to play one of the tracks. It all kind of sounds like one song sort of redone different ways. And this one's called Celtic Stomp. I thought it was interesting. It's you wouldn't know it was McCartney, really, if you were to listen to it. I think it's something a little different and kind of cool that he did. So if you've never heard of it, this is going to be the first time. So here's The Fireman, which is Paul McCartney and Youth doing, this is a track called Celtic Stomp. It's a long one, but it's a good one. So here it is, The Fireman on Drifter in the Dark, 101.5 UMFM. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Drifter in the Dark on 101.5 CJUM.
Drifter in the Dark, 101.5 UMFM. Tim Heidecker of Tim and Eric from his really good, well, it's funny, but it's just also a really good album, Too Dumb for Suicide, which is Trump songs, songs about Trump, and Sentencing Day, which may or may not be coming soon. I am of the opinion that I don't think this guy's, they're not going to touch him. Not to, I won't get too political. If you read my, people on my Facebook and Twitter already know I'm pretty into what's going on down there. I can't help it, but anyways, he's been in, well, he's always in the news. It's getting a little irritating, but with everything going on, I don't know, I was thinking of that album, and in particular this song, because you never know, maybe they're going to get him, but I have a feeling they will. But whatever, it doesn't matter, let's not talk. Let's not bother ourselves with that annoying person, and we'll just enjoy this hour, at least. Sentencing Day is the name of that track, though. It's a really good album. It's just, it's funny, anyway, so if, even if you're a Trump fan, you might find it a little funny, but maybe not. I don't know. Are there any listening right now? Who knows? Who cares? Doesn't matter. Let's not get political. For that, the Melvins doing doing Paul McCartney, Let Me Roll It, which is actually, I prefer that version over the original from Band on the Run. Freak Puke, the name of the album from the Melvins. And then before that was Paul McCartney. You might not know it, though, with a track called Celtic Stomp. It's from a collaboration he had with Youth. I can't remember his real name, Martin something. Producer, musician from the UK, I think from the, can't remember what he's from anymore. I don't really know. You can look it up. Youth. I didn't really care. I don't know a lot about him, but The Firemen is the collaboration that they did. Started in 1994, kind of started in 93 with McCartney's Off the Ground sessions, and then kind of devolved into its own thing. They have three albums out. It wasn't until 2008 that when the third one came out that they the label actually officially said, yeah, this is Paul McCartney. Before that, not a lot of people knew. It was kind of inside knowledge, I guess, but it wasn't publicly stated. But it's a little side project. Started a lot more experimental. If you listen to this is a Strawberries, Oceans, Ships, Forest is the name of the first album, and that is way more experimental than, say, like the third album that came out, which is less. So it sounds, well, it's got way more vocals from McCartney, so it sounds more like McCartney. But I thought it was interesting. I just found out about it just reading through McCartney's page on Wikipedia about some other things I was looking forward, and hey, I was like, what's this? And yeah, thought that was kind of cool. So anyways, there's some McCartney, but not actually McCartney, because it doesn't really sound like him. But anyways, Let's move right along. Last week, I played some new stuff from Octagonal Yours. If you don't know who they are, Rob Crow of Pinback and many other bands, and P. Hicks had this thing called Octagonal Yours, and essentially the band revolved around a 1970s organ made by Mattel, which basically had a little slot, and you'd put this sort of kind of a... it wasn't like a hard record or anything. It was kind of like a translucent sort of, you know, clear type disc you would slip in, and it had sound effects embedded in it. But because of the bandwidth limitations, the quality didn't sound really good. But that's kind of what gave it the charm. So the Octagonal Yours projects, they had two albums. It had this really weird, just lo-fi kind of cheesy toy sound to it. I can't really explain it. If you've heard it, you know what I'm talking about. But it just sound, I liked it anyways. And they would add other instrumentals over it. But then the project, you know, just kind of went away. And then Rob Crow actually kind of retired from music for a little while. But he's back now, thankfully. And he's curating some, I can't remember the name of the label, but he's putting out a bunch of different albums under different, his other projects. And one of them is this Octagonal Yours album, Pirates and Monkeys. Pirates and Monkeys is the name of the track. The album is called OY in Hi-Fi, and the reason why it's a little interesting, the least of which is that it's a new Octagonal Yours album, and this was the third album that was going to come out, then it got shelved, but they actually got access to the Mattel sound effects library, so the one that they used for these discs, they got access to the masters, so they actually had the high-quality versions of these sound effects and instrumentals, so this third album was going to be just that, and it is, it's finally out now. I guess they sort of... he went back to the old stuff and kind of added some new stuff. And anyways, I'm rambling now. The album is called OY in Hi-Fi, though. If you don't know what Octagonal Yours is as far as the project, look them up. They have some really good music. And then look up the Octagon, too. It's quite an interesting instrument in and of itself. Anyways, I'm totally rambling now. We're going to play it. Octagonal Yours. Track I'm going to play is Pirates and Monkeys. I went way off on a tangent there. But here's some Octagonal Yours. I'll Drift Turn the Dark. 101.5 UMFM. Thank you.
The skyline reflected in your eyes, yeah. at night. Yeah, she's the woman, sister of the wild. Yeah, she is the woman whose body feeds a child. Yeah, she's the woman, done what she can. Yeah, she's the woman, touches her man. Yeah, she's the woman, she's the monster. She's the woman, she's the woman, she's the woman. She's the woman.
Hey, it's John F. of They Might Be Giants. You're listening to Paul McAvoy's Drifter in the Dark. I got two call letters for this station, which is right, CJUM or UMFM. Either way, I bet they're at 101.5 FM in Winnipeg. Here's a song from They Might Be Giants Dial-A Song Service. It's this week's song from They Might Be Giants.
Applause, applause. To mend our loveless lives, to heal our broken souls, to wake the dream that died. No need for friendly words, your kisses are your drugs. No gold, no gifts, no hugs, we only want applause. Applause, applause, applause. The elderly and tired, the hunger never wanes, the child inside requires applause, applause, applause. The vacant concert hall is full in the retelling. We're helpless and obsessed, we're haunted, we're beset by a promise never met of applause, 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 applause.
Drifter in the Dark, 101.5 UMFM. That was some They Might Be Giants, of course. They're back with the Dial-A Song. It's resumed. That is a track called Applause, Applause, Applause. There's a little video of it online, too, at dialasong.com. If you don't know what Dial-A Song is, just look it up. But this show is part of the Dial-A Song Radio Network for 2018. We were part of it in 2015. We're back again with it. You may have heard that track on the previous show, And the Rest is Noise, with my good friend, the Pro from Dover. But yeah, he's also part of it. So you get like a double shot of it every Saturday night. Not that that's a problem, because They Might Be Giants. But they're back with the Dial-A Song. They took a little bit of a break. They've been on tour doing a lot of stuff. And thank you to John Flansburg for that little intro there too as well. They did that in 2015 as well, and I thought that was really cool. So yeah, a little personal touch there from them. So that is awesome. So thank you very much to John F., to the Flans. And they're coming to town October 21st, I keep mentioning it, but if you don't, I don't, our tickets might still be available. I don't know. They got moved it to the Garrick, so it's a bigger venue. And if there are tickets available, you should get them, because it's going to be a great show. I don't think they've ever been here before, so it's going to be awesome, doing their first Canada-wide tour, so that's going to be good. So I'm really looking forward to that. Before They Might Be Giants was some Jill Barber from her new album Metaphora, another track. It's called The Woman. I might have played it before, but it's a good one. So it bears repeating. Before that, Oshawa band Dizzy, an album I just heard the other day, album called Baby Teeth. The track's called Stars and Moons. And then before that was Rob Crow and Octagonal Yours. The band is not technically around anymore, but it was an album that they started in early 2000s, but then it got shelved, and they obtained the masters to the sound effects library for the Mattel Optagon. And so this album is called OI in Hi-Fi. It doesn't have that same lo-fi quality that the Optagon normally has. So, and that track is called Pirates and Monkeys. I urge you to look up Octagon Allures if you haven't heard them before. It's a pretty cool project from Rob Crow from Pinback and lots of other projects. Notably Pinback, though. But Octagon Allures is one of those ones that I've always really enjoyed. So seeing the new album come out was pretty cool. All right, anyways, let's move along. I only have a couple tracks. I realize I usually kind of have a couple tracks in a row. But I only have two left, but they're two long ones, so they're nice, two good long ones to sort of take us out. But I'll play some Michael Rolt, some more Michael Rolt, because I'm really into this album. And it's called It's a New Day Tonight, and the track I'm going to play is called When the Sun Shines. So here it is, Michael Rolt on Drifter in the Dark, 101.5 UMFM. Thank you. Some more stuff from Michael Rolt from his album, It's a New Day Tonight. Really good album. I've been listening to this a lot, and I've played a lot from it already. That track called When the Sun Shines. I'm loving it. One of my favorites of the year. That's it. We're done. I'll leave you with the email address, drifter@umfm.com. Please drop me a line. You can find me on Twitter as well, @drifterumfm, as well as on Facebook. Look us up, Drifter in the Dark. You can like us on there. And you'll find links to the podcast version of the show, the online version you can download of this one. The past few shows should be up. I got an update last week's, but it should be up there soon. So if you want to hear it again or hear other ones for the first time, follow those links and go on those forms of social media. So that's it. We're done. Thank you for tuning in again. I'll be back with you next week. Until then, I'm going to leave you with another Yukon Blonde track from their new album, Critical Hit. It's a really long one, so that's why I'm talking really fast. And it's a really good one. I think it's my favorite from the album. It's a long one, but it's really good. So this will take you out. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you all next week. Enjoy your week. This track is called Ritual Off the Docks. And my name is Paul McAvoy, and you've been listening to Drifter in the Dark. Thanks very much. Talk to you next week. Bye.
At the edge of the docks, Montague Harbor, I can see the snow fall down. A plane in the fog, landing on the